One illustration of the transformational power of technology is in Kibera. Kibera is one of Africa's largest slums. It's on the outskirts of Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya. It's home to an unknown number of people, some say between 250,000 and 1.2 million. If you were to arrive in Nairobi today and pick up a tourist map, Kibera is represented as a lush, green national park, devoid of human settlement. Young people living in Kibera, in their community, with simple handheld devices, GPS handheld devices, and SMS-enabled mobile phones, have literally put themselves on the map. They have collated crowdsourced data and rendered the invisible visible. People like Josh and Steve are continuing to layer information upon information, real-time information, tweeted and texted onto these maps for all to use. You can find out about the latest impromptu music session. You can find out about the latest security incident. You can find out about places of worship. You can find out about the health centers. You can feel the dynamism of this living, breathing community. They also have their own news network on YouTube with 36,000 viewers at the moment. They are showing us what can be done with mobile digital technologies. They are showing that the magic of technology can bring the invisible visible. And they are giving a voice to themselves. They are telling their own story, bypassing the official narrative. And we are seeing from all points in the globe similar stories. In Mongolia, for instance, where 30% of the people are nomadic, SMS information systems are being used to track migration and weather patterns. SMS is even used to hold herder summits from remote participation. And if people are migrating into urban, unfamiliar concrete environments, they can also be helped in anticipation with social support that is ready and waiting for them based on SMS knowledge.